interesting idea. Different achronim have different ways of approaching masa on the similar bonim. Every so often, you'll have sometimes you'll have masa of a similar bonim as simply being a predictor of what's going to happen later on. Sometimes masa of a similar bonim is going to be give a hayirah, an instruction of what to do later on. Sometimes masa of a similar bonim is going to be a tikkun that for something which will happen later on. So let's try to figure out how the Ramban uses this principle and when he applies it. So the Ramban discusses it for the first time in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav. Vayavar Avram Va'oretz Ad Mikoyim Shechem Ad Elon Boreh Va'Kanani Oz Va'oretz. This is at the very beginning of the parasha, when we begin the Masa Avos. Right, that's the Lech Lecha begins Masa Avos. And we have the Haftocha that Hashem made to Avram. And then we learn by Yelech Avram Kasher Dibra Elov Hashem by Yelech Yitay Loit Avram Ben Chomesh Shonin Vishim Shonin Vitzei Soim Yifarim by Yikach Avram Esora Yishtoi Vesleif Ben Ochim Veskol Mchusham Vesher Rechshu Vesher Nefesh Vesher 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 Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mikoyim Shechem Ad Eloyim Moreh Va'Kanani Oz Ba'aretz. So Ramban wants to understand what do we learn from this pasuk. Next pasuk. Vayera Hashem Al Avram Vayevon Zarach Adenis Arat Hazos Vayivin Shem Yizbeach La'Hashem Aneri Lov. In pasuk Ches Vayatek Misham Ahara he goes Mikedmin L'Beisel Vayet Oloi So we have a pasuk that we learned that Avram was 75. That's very important to figure out, to understand more about Avram. That he took his wife with him in Lot. It's very important for the story. That there were people that he was Megayer. That's important to understand. That he had a plan to come there to Canaan. That was to be Mekayim the Ritzon Hashem. Now, by Yavar Avram Ba'aretz, he walks through the land. He comes to Shechem. The Canaanim were there, and he has a nevuah lezarocho atenis oretz, and he moves on. So the Ramban says, let's understand. If the whole point was to teach me where the nevuah took place, it would say by Yera Hashem El Avram to Shechem Be'elon Moreh. So what would we be missing? If the Torah would just write, instead of an entire pasuk, if the Torah would write that information in pasuk Zion, we would have everything that we need to know. We would know that Avram went to Shechem, how many of we got there. Right? So Ramban says, "Vayavar Avram be'aretz ad mekoyim Shechem ad elim v'tani oz be'aretz," entirely redundant. So that's the first redundant pasuk in the story of Avram. So Ramban says, so let's see what Rashi says first. Rashi says, Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Nichnas L'Soicha. That's a Rashi that needs to be understood. What's the point of Nichnas L'Soicha? Right? So that's the question. Rashi wants to teach, usually Vayavar is perfunctory, cursorily. So Rashi says, no, Nichnas L'Soicha. Ad mekoyim Shechem lispalel al bnei Yaakov kishiyavol lilochim Shechem. Rashi accepts the idea that sometimes what we call masa avos simul labanim is lisake. He's making a tikkun. He comes to a place. Again, there's so much in this Rashi. That's a Rashi shir, right? The Rashi talks has the concept of being boisei mokim lispalel boisei mokim. Why did Avram have to come? That a nevuah boisei mokim. If there's a There's so much in this Rashi. Avram comes to a place and he immediately has either some kind of giloi, nevuah, some intuition, something. Aba losed lovoi, and now because he's boisei mokim, there's a special schus to be masal boisei mokim. Every idea is a chiddush. Elon moreh hushchem. Eyu hargerizim varevo shesham kibul yisroel shvus haTorah. So according to Rashi, Rashi is bothered by the same thing Ramban is bothered by. And therefore Rashi has to explain to you what every point means. that ad elon moreh means it was another nevu, the nevu of Hagbizim Arevo. So that's the says the Ram. That's Rashi. Says Ramban, Oymer lachol klal tovin osol b'chol parshus avos v'inyan avom yisav yakev. I'm going to give you a klal. You'll use it in all of the parshus of the avos. V'hu inyan godol hezkireyu rabbeisenu b'derech tzara. Chazal gave it to us in a phrase. The Omru, when they said, Kol ma she'ira le'avois simen lebonim. The Medrash Tanchuma. It's really two separate midrashim. Tanchuma and our parsha. Kol ma she'ira le'avois simen lebonim. V'lochein yarichu aksuvim b'sipur ha'masois, and that's why, because the event, the masa avos, are simonim. We haven't explained what it means, but because they are simonim lebonim, because they are signposts, indications, therefore the Torah will discuss at great length sipur ha'masois, the travels of the avos. And the digging of the wells. And apparently the Ramban is saying that the digging of the wells is a particularly intriguing parsha. Because what's the point in the digging? What do we learn? What do we walk away with from the digging of the well story? What new insight do we have from that there was a fight about the wells? We often have fights between the new citizens and the host countries. So, achrei kleis hakol, what do you learn from the well digging story? Ushar mikra, v'yachshev achrei sheiv behem kilem dvar miutarim ein mem toyeles. And at first glance, if you begin to think about them, you know, as if you don't think, they're not bothered. But achrei sheiv behem, if you begin to think about them, you think it's they're extra, ein mem toyeles. There's no real purpose; they're for literary purposes. They make the story more realistic, more dramatic. The kulam bomla made a loss. No, each detail teaches us something for loosin lovi. Ki kasher. Now that he begins to explain, ki kasher yovoya mikre lenovi. When an event happens to a novi, mishloishes avos of one of the avos, yizboinein mimenu hadover anigzar lovoy lazare. From that, the Av will begin to understand something which will happen to his children after. But that's the Ramban. Masa Ava Simen Labanim L'Lameda Lo Osid. The first thing Ramban says, not necessarily for us. It's for some insight that the Avos now have about what's going to happen to their children. Why is that important? Next point in the Ramban. Vida. Ki kol gzeiras irin kasher teitze mikoyach gzeira el poyel dimyon tiye a gzeira miskayemes al kol pon. Whenever there is any kind of gzeira from the Ribbono Shel Olam, any kind of determination from the Ribbono Shel Olam about a future event, if that event leaves the koyach hagzeira and becomes part of poil dimyon, in other words, if that event leaves the nevuah state and has some actuality, some concreteness in this world, even if it's if it's concrete only in terms of its metaphor, poil dimyon, it's poil, it's concrete, it's in this world. Even if it's a poil dimyon, it's not a poil yotze, but it's a poil dimyon. It's an event which is concrete, but concrete enough to create some imaginative picture. Tia gzera miskayemus al kaponim. Then the gzera will for sure happen. For example, v'lochein, and therefore yasu neviyim masiv and dvois. Every so often, when you learn nothing. It's also every so often, but every so often in Navi, you'll remember, Yom Kadmoyim, you'll remember that every so often Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Do something." Right? Gave him the mood to Yirmiyah. Right? About Babel. So he says, "Now take the parchment, wrap it up, put a weight, and throw it into the river." Ah, kocha tishke Babel. What was the point? What's the drama for? Right? Who needs the dramatic presentation? Tells Elisha, Ramban says, that he should that as he hits with the rod. So that's how chetz teshuvas Hashem mechetz teshuvah barav. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to beat the people from Arav. If he would have hit the stick 5-6 times, then Aram would have been finished. He only hit 3 times. So who needs, what's the significance of the concretization of a nevuah? So Ramban explains that sometimes that this is part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga. We have to see it, observe it. Part of the Hanhoga of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that when a nevuah, if a nevuah moves into the concrete world, so it leaves the world of Gezeirah, the world of nevuah, and is somewhat concretized, so that nevuah now is guaranteed. It's part of this world. Has to happen. Hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avram ba'oretz ve'osoloi dimyoinois b'kolo osid le'osois b'zaroi ve'hoving zeh. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Avram, we're going to do various activities, various events, and that's simin labanim, that now once we do a masa avos, once the avos do a masa, some concrete act in this world, that means the gzeira that will happen, their children has to happen. V'ani maschil lefareishu yonin b'frat b'psukim be'ezra Hashem. So just as an interesting aside, this Ramban is often footnoted when in the svarim that discuss the minog of simona milsa on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. The first night of Rosh Hashanah, when we take honey, and we say Yitzon Shiyeh Shana Tovu Masuka, right? Sheni LeRosh V'Lo LeZanov, right? Sheyir Buzuchu Yiseinu Kidogim Sheviyam. So, who needs the fish head? Who needs the honey? Halacha LeMaisa. Didn't have honey. You can still say Yitzon, right? Tzviyah Nice would be a good tefillah, right? You didn't find the fish head that year. You find the sheep's head. You can still say Yerotzah. So who needs to have that the Gemara says Simon and Milsa. What's Prat Simon and Milsa? So Pashto Simon and Milsa means that this is a form of davening. There are different forms of davening. Regular davening is through speech. There's another form of davening, and that is through some kind of masa. So very often in the Svarim they say Ayin Ramban Resh Parshas Lech Lecha. So what are these Svarim referring to? That they're suggesting that why or how is the form of Tefillah? So they're saying Hey Yosef, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhoga that once a Gezeirah has some kind of concrete evidence in this world, then the Gzeira now has to be Chal. So if Leil Rosh Hashanah, I do a Simen, Maisa Ovos, Simen Labanim, Simon and Milsa, I do a Simen, so that means that now the Gzeira of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashanah, Tovu Masuka, is Ba'olam, is done, it's here. How sweet it's going to be, right? How good it's going to be. Sinei Leil Rosh Hashanah, so at least I began the brach in this world, al pi kabbalah. So the idea is that we have to create kalim in this world for brachis to be chal. So when Avraham Avinu went b'mokim b'mokim, He created a keli in this world, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's bracha, that's hanhogas hanhogas Kodesh Baruch Hu, to create a mice in this world, to pick up a rod and beat, to take a nevuah and throw it into the water, to do that creates a keli. Once the keli is created, then the bracha can be chal. Hanhogas adboire. Right? How do we understand this aspect of the hanhogas adboire? So it could relate to what we said last week. Right? He said, my Rebbe, Mechanech Nusim, used to say, he was a big Mechanech in Toronto, used to say that the Nister, we don't talk about. But the Niglish of the Nister, we can talk about. In other words, if you look at the Nister, and you understand it in the certain rational aspects of the Nister, so that we can talk about. We'll read the Ramban at some point. Ramban says in the Hakdama, that when he says that something's a sod, he says if you don't know sod, don't touch it. It'll make a mess of it. Right? So, but the Ramban does not call this sod. What's the niglish of an ister? So l'chora l'aniyas dati is like this. It's what we said last week. When Elisha told the almonas koyin, ma yesh lach b'bayis. Right. So what was he telling her? He was telling her, I can give you a bracha of parnasa, but you gotta get a job. Right? I can give you a bracha of parnasa, but you have to have a keli for it to be chal. If there's no keli, so the bracha can't be chal. So that's ma'isa avas tiflat simona milsa. Right? I want a bracha of mishana tayma masuka. I have to do something. So I have to create the keli. What's the musr in it? The musr in it is that if I'm going to be a misanthrope, I'm not going to have a shana tova masuka. I have to create the keli. I have to be a nice guy. I have to have an hoga of masikas. So if I have an hoga of masikas, then I can expect the bracha of masikas. Right? That's the musr in this. So coming back, masa ova simen labanim. So the Ramban explains as a yisoid that. Number one, when there are parts in Sefer Bereishis, when there are details that seem to be extra redundant, we should understand that it is a mass of a similar one. That's number one. Number two, he says, who needs a similar bonum? He says, well, this is an Hanhogas HaBayrei. How do I know that? Because I'll give you numerous examples in the Nevuah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, for some reason, he wants to have there's certain Nevuahs that it remain b'dibur, b'chazoin, b'dimyoin, and there are certain Nevuahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want this to be concretized. What's the point? So Hanhogas HaBayrei, we were just describing, Hanhogas HaBayrei is that once a Nevuah has a mice in this world, so then, that nevuah is ba'olam and has to occur in some fashion. It will not be, cannot be in any way diminished. So we said, based on this mahalach, the Ramban, we have certain practices, certain minhagim. Well, we say, so we will begin, we don't have nevuah, but if the bracha is out there, so we will create the kelim for it to be out there. Hezra Dover or Musa Shavad Dover that we cannot expect brachas unless we create the keli for the bracha. That we have to our own Hanhogas HaBayrei. Is if we create the kelim, because Rachel will give a bracha. If Avraham Avinu creates the kelim for which certain brachas of Klal Yisrael happen, so then it's going to happen. Right. So now he explains. Now we'll explain it as we go along. I don't need this pasuk. I could simply have that. Vayera love b'shem. He ir shem kain zeshem mokim ahu. Ushem ben chamor al shem iray nikra. The cause of Rashi nichnas l'soich and mokim shem l'spal ben Yaakov kishiyo. When the Rashi is correct, Maisa Ovo Simen Lebonim, that Yaakov Avinu is going to come back. He's going to enter Eretz Yisrael by Yishchem. Klal Yisrael, enter Eretz Yisrael, Vayishchem. Shchem is always the first place we get to. It's the gateway, right? We get, that's why Hargis are able. That was the first major event. Yaakov Avinu, first major event that he comes back from being with Lavan, Shchem. So Vayamar Avram Shchem, myself is in Lebanon. That's going to be just like Avram Avinu enters Eretz Yisrael, Shchem. We Yaakov, Klal Yisrael enter Vayishchem. Vani Moisef, ki haslik Avram ben Mokei Mutchila. The koinem shenos leis aretz near mazloi mizeki bonim yichbushu hamokem u'tchila. We will always be zayche in Shchem first. The koinem yos avon yoshev aretz sholim legal loisam misham, and we will come to Shchem before we are zayche in Eretz Yisrael. We're only zayche in Eretz Yisrael when nesmalei saosam, when the people of Eretz Yisrael are no longer merit to be in Eretz Yisrael. When their din is, they've done so many averes, the din says, fine, now we're done with that. That's pshat in Makanani Oz Ba'aretz. We should realize that we'll come to Eretz Yisrael, it's a very important aura that the Ramban is making, that both, that Avram came to Eretz Yisrael before he was Zoich in Eretz Yisrael. And that's a similar bonum. Yaakov will come to Eretz Yisrael before he's Zoich in Eretz Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael and they'll be in Shechem and they will not be Zoich. Why not? Because the indigent nations have not been nidon to be thrown out. So in our own time, that's a fascinating aura. Right? That we could be in Eretz Yisrael, right? Have a foothold in Eretz Yisrael, but history is not ready for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not ready for us to take over Eretz Yisrael. There could be people in Eretz Yisrael living there that not in the Smali Sosim yet. So that's why they're not. That's why we have to share it for a while. V'lchein v'kasher nosel Kadosh Baruch Hu Eretz b'mamor. Right? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Maybe the next pasuk. Vayera Hashem l'Avram v'yom l'zarucha etenes ha'oretz hazois. So what does he do? Vayiven shem mizbeach l'Hashem anirei lov. What else? Vayatek mishom ha'orma mikendem l'vim v'yink oloi. Why is it so important for us to know that Avram made a tent? You have to know that he slept in the tent. Why is it important? Had a tent, didn't have a tent, a one-room tent, two-room tents. Right? Same, he had a tent, his wife had a tent. Who needs to know this? What are we missing? If we wouldn't know, something in the open, sleeping bags, what does it matter? I said, no. The moment you see something that's extraneous, that doesn't seem to be important, what Avram was doing was that since the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nevuah, so now he's going to do a masa of a simon labonim. That's simon of milsa. That's the dvashon leil rosh hashanah. Oz kevon kasher nosel kadosh baruch hu oriz b'ma'amor. It was a gzeira. It was a nevuah. Oz nosel mishom v'nota oyel bein beis el bein ha'ay ki u'mokoyim asher kova sheshu v'tchil. He did a maisa. And this was the place that Yeshua conquered initially. This was either the Yericho area, so I'm not sure where the Ramban is saying that this was the Yericho area, or where the Ramban is saying that this was the first place that Yeshua conquered Shaloi B'derech Neis. Right? Yericho was B'geder Neis. Beis El and I was Shaloi B'geder Neis. Maraya, he lost the first battle. So that's Masa Ova, Simon Bonim. Avram pitches his own tent. Yeshua pitches his own battle. Go ahead.
Are you saying that Hashem gave Avram a nevuah that was going to happen to Yeshua, so Avram should concretize it by building his own tent?
That's the point I'm making. Yeah, correct.
So it's like Hashem gave Avram a nevuah about Yeshua. Or about Avram.
So I believe the Ramban would say, and this is an additional point. But the first point was that Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes told him what the siman was. Point number two, is that Avram learned that he himself can create the kelim. All right. Now, exactly what was the nevuah? So, being a minimalist, I would say that Avram was told, "Your children will begin the conquest at this point." That's what I would assume. But did he know more about Yeshua and I? I don't think there's an indication of that. Glenn?
Moshe didn't do it, what would happen? If Aaron didn't do it, what would happen?
So that's a kasha which Achronim deal with, because the Gemara says that any Gezeira Tova is Eino Chizeras. Right, that's why I was careful to say that this is the hanhog of the Boire. So this is the, we can only observe the pattern, and we don't know. I don't think we can answer that question. Right, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhog. Now, what would a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhog have been if Avraham Avinu would not have pitched a tent there? So it's possible that the zchuyos of the later door may have been more of a determining factor. I don't really answer the question. I can speculate that perhaps the zechuyos of the door of Yeshua would determine certain aspects of the battle, like it happened with, they lost the first battle of Ai, they won the next battle with very few soldiers. So it could be that that was part of the gzeira that was already in place from Avraham Avinu. It's conceivable, entirely speculative. Avraham Avinu would not have done this, so then maybe they, after being defeated by Ai, they would have taken a different route, different place. Maybe they wouldn't have gotten Ai. Right? Maybe they would have been needed more soldiers to do it. I don't know. In other words, what I'm suggesting is maybe the zechuyos in that door would have been more influential. In a cane, once Avram was solel derech, so the zechuyos of that door had to determine less. Then the Rabban goes on to explain that there are other ways you can learn pshat and meknani oz ba'aretz. And then he discusses it alone more. Now, but this Yisod of the Ramban, so it comes up in numerous places. For example, Vayi Rav Baretz, Pasuk Yud. Vayi Rav Baretz. There was a famine. Vayered Avram Mitzrayma Lagursham Ki Chomed Arav Boretz. The pasuk is redundant. Vayered Avram Mitzrayma Lagursham Ki Chomed Arav Boretz. Good. Do I need the first phrase Vayerav Boretz? Or Vayerav Boretz Vayerav Avram Mitzrayma? Says the Ramban, this is Masa of a similar bonim. Why did Yaakov's children go down to Mitzrayim? So, since the redundancy is showing me that this is a situation where we have to employ Masa Ovos Simlon, explain this. Can Avram Yored Limitzrayim Ne'arav L'Gurshom Achyes Nafshoy Mimei Abitzayrus Hamitzriyim Oshku Oisechino Makachas Zishtoy Kodesh Baruch Hu Nokam Nikmosam Min Nigom Gedolim Hoitziyom Mishom Mikne Kesev Ezov. This is the story of Shiva Mitzrayim Rav. Mitzvim oppress us, take away our families, and then get plagues, and we leave as a rich person. Look at Pasuk Yud Dalet. There the Ramban explains that the state in which Avraham Avinu was during the Bris Bein Absarim, Eimo Chasheicho Neifeles Olov, so that is, each one represents different Goliaths. Eimo chasheich, Eimo is one golos, chasheich a different golos, Neifelos loves a third golos, And each phrase teaches us a definitive part of those goliaths. The beginning of Ayishlach, Ramban says, that teaches us Remez L'Doros, that everything which happened to Yaakov and Esav will happen later on with Yaakov and his, and with Yaakov's children, Esav's children. There the Ramban says that the Masa of a Simul Banim is to teach us how to act. So therefore it's a different kind of Simul Banim, means we should learn that just like Yaakov Avinu, his Minat Smol Lishloshes Devarim, so therefore whenever we come up against the Bnei Esav, so we have to be prepared, Doirin, Tefillah, and Melchama. Gemara says that whenever certain Tanoim had to go to Eretz Yisrael, had to speak to the Roman governors, they chazer partial Yishlach. It's a different aspect of Masa of Zlamana. I just want to finish a moment for some questions with another aspect of Masa of Zlamana that the Ramban describes. And it's probably, it's a continuation of what he describes in Lech Lecha. And that is in the beginning of his Akdom, in his Akdom to Shmos. So Ramban says, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Hishlim HaKosu Sefer Bereishis. Because Baruch Hu completed Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Yetzira, the Book of Creation, V'chidosh HaOlam, V'yetziras Kol Noitzar, in the we would call the natural world. And it's a Sefer Yetzira with regard to the events of the Ovis. Because just like the Baruch Hu and Sheshit Nevi'im Bereishis describes the Yetzira of the world, so too from Parshas Lech Lecha all the way to the end of the story of Yaakov. So that is Ki'inyan Yetzira Lazarim, because Baruch Hu is now creating the world of Klal Yisrael. Rav Simcha Zisel Broid says that's why the Torah is cryptic about the first 75 years of Avram's life. And it's a very important parsha, the end of Parsha Noach. The whole, who Avram was. How did Avram become who he was? Hashkof was Avram. How Avram discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all in Midrashim, it's all Torah Shabbat Peh. Nothing in Torah Shabbat Chassav, the Nesam, or Kazdim, that's the Remes. So why the first 75 years, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah has a very, very significant discussion in relative to Rambam's Kitzur, a very significant discussion how Avram comes to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's not important. So says the Rosh Hashanah. So, of course, it's important. But Avram was not yet an Ov. So everything which happened before he became an Ov, before Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself and appointed Avram to be a Novi, so that's not the Torah's Ov. It's not a similar bonum. And the purpose of describing the Masa Ovos is because those are Sibonim Lubon, that's Yitzira Lubon. How Avram discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to determine in any way how later generations will discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. It will not be Kaveya, and it's of interest, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. It could be instructive, Torah Shebaal Peh. But it's not a Yitzira Lubon. It doesn't create the framework of the patterns for the children. Because everything which happened, because the description of the events of the Ovos is to indicate the future of what's going to happen to the children. The Acharei Shehishlim Ayitzira, he'll say for Acher. Now we're going to discuss the events which come out of that Yitzira. So Bereishis is creating the framework, the patterns of Klal Yisrael. Right? Fascinating idea. We discussed last week that Teva is patterns of nature. So Bereishis are the patterns of the natural world. Lech Lecha through Vayechi are the patterns of Klal Yisrael. Go ahead, Mary.
Just a general question. So we see that Chazal use this concept also. So the Ramban's just come to, you know, to be mostly on other places where we see the same episode. Is that what he's doing in general?
You'll find many times in Bereishis, right? Ramban will say, Ramban employs the principle of Masa Avos in terms of what we call Parshanut to explain to us the Parsha, right? Our Mahalach L'Dori Doris from Misinai is to look at all of Torah as being cryptic. And therefore, it's not a mahalach. It's not a kabbalah misinai. It's elemental of a kadosh baruch hu. Devar lekim, there cannot be any fluff in devar lekim. Right? There can't be anything that's redundant in devar lekim. So the Ramban says, but we find redundancies. We find fluff. He said, no. The principle of masa ovas in levonim, right? When you find something which is not necessary for the events which are taking place, what would I be missing if I wouldn't know that Avram had felt an Eima Chasheicha Nefelos Alav? What am I missing? We just say Eima, right? So Ramban says the moment you can ask that question, so that means Masa Ovid, Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving a nevuah to the Ovis, right? And either the Ribbono Shel Olam was then telling Avram and Yaakov that this is now going to be Kaveya, what's going to happen to the children, or he wanted Avram and Yaakov to be Kaveya with one of their masim. And that is not Hagas Abari. Hagas Abari is that from Nevuah to Poel Dimyon to Maisa, Glenn, Barry, Burry.
Is the beginning of the Yishlach the first time that we use myself as someone going to teach us how to act as opposed to teaching us what will happen?
I have to give it more thought. It's the first time I'm aware of where the Ramban expresses that explicitly. Alright? But I don't know if the. I have to think about it more. Generally speaking, we assume not so, because we draw Musuri Haskell from all parts of the auto.
But not in the form of Mas Haskell.
Correct. I think you're saying it's correct. But that's what I wanted to point out. The Masa of Silvan was not just a drosha, it's not just a vort. According to Ramban, it's the Yisoid. It is the Yisoid of Sefer Bereishis of Masa Yavos. It is the idea of creating a pattern for Klal Yisrael. It's ki'ilu bin kaveya, the events of Klal Yisrael. And just like the natural world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a reality, so too the Masa Ovos creates a reality for Klal Yisrael later on. Hezra Dover is that's how we have to see the events of Klal Yisrael. Ramban wants us to understand that the events of Klal Yisrael are a yitzirin of themselves. By no means haphazard or random, and very often preordained. Right? In the one or that we made this morning, we saw how instructive it is. Right? The one or that we made that we will get to Eretz Yisrael before we are zoichet of Eretz Yisrael. So when you see that, so it opens up a whole hashkofen. Right? When you see that, that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a pattern that we will arrive to Eretz Yisrael, but Kanani Yosbaros. All right. So now, just practically speaking, so So now we've arrived in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have all of Eretz Yisrael. We don't have the schus to all of Eretz Yisrael. Ma peshen adover. How are we supposed to look at it? Right? So you know there's a huge rift within Klal Yisrael to look at it. Shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be there. We are Zvon HaSechem. Rabban says. This is the reality of Klal Yisrael. We've never come to Eretz Yisrael, and from the get-go being Zeich in Eretz Yisrael. It's always been a Knani Yisrael. So that gives an insight for us, particularly, that the very first gilui of this idea of Mas Avos Levanim gives us a whole Ashkafas Olam to the events of our time. So that gives an understanding in part to Mas Avos, at least one part of Mas Avos Levanim. Good.